This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by you and your generous support. Even though you have been asking Santa for all of those wonderful Christmas gifts, I hate to break it to you, Santa is dead, but you can now ask whoever gives you those mysterious gifts that appear under your tree to pass one on for The Ramen Noodle.
Tim Allen?
Yes.
Oh.
And Woody. And Buzz. Well, Buzz wasn't played by Tim Allen, was he? This completely derailed where I was going, but I'm just going to go with it because guess what? It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 204.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, clean comedy podcast that gives you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
No way.
No way.
That's what I said.
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
I've been back 5 seconds and already the female voice.
So, let me explain something here. And this, I always tell podcasters, do not start off your podcast with an apology. And you'll notice I haven't apologized. I'm not going to apologize. But I do want you to understand something, because this is funny. This is part of the comedy of the podcast.
He's not going to apologize, but he wants you to understand that we're sorry.
Jenny and yeah. I are wonderful life partners. We work together really well. We enjoy life together. We enjoy marriage together.
Where's this going?
But here's the problem. We're not very good podcast partners. And it's not because we fight about the podcast or anything like that.
It has nothing to do with that.
But what I've discovered is that while we were trying to do the season where it would be Jenny and I doing the Ramen Noodle podcast, what I realized is that when we had time together in the evenings, I would want to spend it at home with my wife. Not back at the office recording a podcast.
Now see, if your podcast studio were still at home,
it would be much easier. Yes.
You need two studios. That's the answer. You need to resurrect Studio B.
You know, I have tried.
Don't resurrect Studio C, please.
I have tried doing podcasting from home under different circumstances and with different stuff, and it's uncomfortable. It's weird. I end up bringing home more equipment than I really should and lights, and it just kind of defeats the whole purpose of
it. Takes more time than driving to Studio D.
Right. So that's a reason that there haven't been many episodes recently.
They were fun episodes.
Yeah, they were. We really enjoyed them. Jenny enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. And when I cautiously approached my then co-host to talk about maybe having her resign for a little while, I chose a good moment to ask Jenny, and that was when she had her mouth full of toothpaste. It's a great moment to ask anyone, because then you know whatever kind of thing is going to come out of their mouths next, it will smell really good.
Right.
So if nothing else, you just know, wow, that's some great toothpaste you've got there.
And you're not going to be distracted by something stuck in their teeth.
Exactly. It's a great moment when you need to have those serious conversations. Wait until someone is brushing their teeth, or you be brushing your teeth too. Because just imagine, you know, my saying something like, Jeremy, I hate you, versus Jeremy, I hate you. I mean, isn't the second one a lot more easy to receive than the first?
Yeah, but I'm confused. You're suggesting both delivering and... Well, basically, both of you should be brushing your teeth.
One or both.
One or both. Okay.
Yes. So, all of that to say that instead of giving me her wonderfully fresh breath of a lovely voice and a beautiful response, she gave me a thumbs up to say she was good with the idea of stepping out of the Ramen Noodle for a little while, since our schedule just wasn't working out too well, because marriage is going well. So, when marriage goes well, the podcast doesn't. That doesn't mean to say that when
So if you hear Jenny here,
then you know marriage is horrible.
That's not
We true. Come we bring our issues to the podcast, which we kind of did one episode. not like serious issue, but we did bring up
the bread.
Yeah, the bread thing. Which in our younger, more immature days of marriage, like in the first 5 to 7 years, that's when you're just figuring out how to live with another person. So yes, whatever people say when they say, oh, marriage is bliss, they're lying. The first 5 to 7 years are hard work, but it totally pays off. It is worth the hard work. And there are always the ups along the way too, and that kind of thing. So Jenny is still my wonderful, beautiful wife, just not my beautiful co-host anymore for the ramen noodle.
At now least
for
I'm the while. Beautiful co-host.
Yeah, exactly. And we might still hear from Jenny here and there because there will no doubt be other funny stories in which she's involved that will be great to bring her on, either to fill Jeremy's chair or to just be there with us as we tell the story.
It's not like you made her sign a contract saying she would no longer appear on the ramen noodle.
Right.
Right.
Right. Good. Yeah, there was nothing in our vows that said for listener downloads or not.
Oh.
It was all, you know, it was in sickness and health. Actually, I reversed it in health and sickness.
You did?
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
Yes.
Oh.
Because this is way off track, but the
is there off track for the ramen noodle?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's all on track.
It's all on track.
In our wedding vows, you know, the typical wedding vows are where they say, no, I reversed one of them. I can't remember. But they say in sickness and in health, in...
You said until part do us death.
And anyway, the point was, usually the way the wedding vows are that we usually hear them, it's like good, bad, good, bad, bad, good. So I flipped one of them. So the pattern existed, me, this grammar nerd over here. Mm-hmm. So it was good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, instead of good, bad, bad, good.
And then when
or
he was
vice versa.
Telling everybody goodbye, he just kept saying good, bad, and it was not.
or bye, good.
Or bad, bye.
Now, one of the things that did happen recently.
Oh, recently?
Well, recently as in...
More recently than your wedding.
Yeah, more recently than that.
And subsequent, skip ahead a little... firing of your wife. Just kidding.
Let's talk about Christmas. Christmas 2015.
Which seems like forever ago.
It does.
It's only a month. Well, a little more.
I had a particular income goal in mind for my business in 2015. And I worked really hard to reach that goal. And as it was getting close to the end of 2015, it was looking like I would meet that goal.
And the framed dollar looks very nice.
Yes. That
made his first dollar. It's good.
And what Jenny and I had decided to do is we decided we'll do nice things at Christmas. We'll spend lots of time together and that kind of thing.
What an interesting way to spend Christmas.
But we did decide that we're not going to do a gift exchange between each other. No way.
Makes sense.
But then as it looked like I would be reaching this business goal, we came up with this idea. I forget whose idea it was. We came up with the idea that how about if we reach this business goal, my business will give me then a bonus because I pay my paycheck from my business. And then that bonus would cover a new TV for us because we've been stuck back in the 80s or 90s. We've had this little 21-inch cathode ray tube TV. It's all the cathode tubes are in a RAID 5 array, I think, or it's
something
like
that.
Every
time you say cathode tube, I think of something else.
It's basically one of those ugly, old, blocky TVs. It wasn't square, so it's not that old.
It was 8-bit. Everything looked like a Nintendo original.
Yeah, it was really cool. Made even Jar Jar Binks look great. But more on him in the next episode. But
really?
Yeah. Teaser. So my business did reach this goal. So I've been price shopping and all of this stuff. And
how is the moon base?
It's doing really well.
That's awesome.
Gravity's a little bit low.
Congratulations.
But it's pretty good. And I reached the goal. So we decided, let's go ahead and get this TV. And I picked which TV we would be getting. We knew what our budget would be and that kind of thing.
And it was only two doors down. So convenient.
Exactly. I saw the box was out by the trash canister a couple weeks before. So I knew, oh, they have a new selection of TVs available. Stock is now there again. Slightly used, but no problem with that. I had done this research, and here's an even geekier thing.
Ooh.
There are different types of LCD panels and lighting technology that goes into TVs.
It's true.
Like in the past, there was LED and plasma and ion powered and fusion and carbon 14 and all of these other weird things. Today, it's a lot simpler. But there's this thing called vertical alignment and IPS. I don't know what IPS stands for. International Pixel Society?
I believe so.
Yeah. And this particular TV model I wanted, it was the best we could afford, the biggest we could afford. And here's the tip, get the biggest you can afford. Don't go for 4K, but try and get the biggest you can afford. And that's what I found in this. It was a little bit more of a stretch financially to get it, but I found good deals. And it was a nice big TV. And in my research, I discovered there are actually two versions of the same model number.
Why do they have to do that?
I know.
It makes a researcher's life impossible.
And the one was vertical alignment and the other was IPS. And what I read is that IPS, you can see from an angle better than vertical alignment or VA.
In case you feel like sitting off to the side.
Yeah, yeah. I've always wanted to see. You know, I miss the good old days of squashed movies and TV shows. So I want to sit to the side to get that experience all over again. But the VA panels have a better contrast ratio. So now you've been educated on this particular model of TV from a particular company.
H. McKaden.
So the way to distinguish these was a particular digit in the serial number.
Bruh.
So we called our local store that was going to be where the place I was going to go to have... This shows you what kind of a deal shopper my wife and I both are. I was going to go to this store, have them price match another store, and then sign up for a credit card from this store to get an additional percentage off.
Oh, wow.
And that's exactly what I did. But we called ahead. This was Christmas Eve that we were buying this. And I knew it's probably going to be busy.
Christmas Eve? You went shopping on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Well.
For our Christmas gift. But surprisingly, it wasn't that busy.
You last minute shopped for yourselves.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because my business had just met its goal.
Well,
and that's the thing, is that I didn't know for certain if it would reach that goal. But then on Christmas Eve, like the last amount that I needed to come in came in. And then that balanced things out as it needed to.
Secretly, Jenny did it.
Yeah, she just donated a bunch of money. So we called ahead and said, we want this TV. How many do you have? They said, we have three. Okay, that's great. Now, would you please go check the serial number and put one aside for us that matches this particular pattern? I felt really bad about doing that, but my assumption was probably most of the crazies have already come and gone. which was true. So I went there to the
store. What's one more?
Yeah. I went to the store and I keep thinking, I don't want to be that guy, that crazy person. I'm going to be very cordial, very friendly to everyone, very patient, kind to them. I don't want to be that annoying shopper.
Flash forward 10 minutes. It has a Z! I very specifically said a P! What is wrong with you?
Get your manager up here.
And then he started flinging coal.
I'm going to call the president of the United States about this. So I get there, get the TV, and the lady who's wheeling the TV to the front, I'm walking with her, and she's telling me about the crazy people that were there earlier in the morning. And she's also telling me about how hard she had to work to get this TV for me because it was on the top shelf in a forklift, and she's not certified to drive the forklift or something like that. So she had to get someone else to drive it and explain, don't get that one on the right side, or you have to read this.
Like, I broke five laws just to help you, and I hit somebody. I'm going to jail when I get off work.
So we got the TV, got up to the front, paid for it, did the price match, but I had to be that customer for a little bit. No. Because the other weird thing with this TV is it's the exact same TV at all of the retailers, but two or three companies that sell this TV give it a different model number. They change one digit. It's the exact same TV. Every spec is exactly the same. Even the professionals have said, yes, it's exactly the same. Whereas there are some times where like they'll add an X and there's one thing slightly tweaked, like a port is 2 inches to the left, or like it has one more pixel on it, or, you know, something like that. That's not the case. This, it was exactly the same. Even the professionals said these two models are exactly the same. The only difference is one company gives it this model number or has the manufacturer give it that model number.
Okay.
So at customer service, I was trying to explain that to them because I was wanting them to price match a different model number.
Oh, no.
But it's the same TV. They did end up price matching it for me. And I was very cordial. I was trying to not be that guy, as I'm probably being close to that guy.
But you're like, seriously, you guys, no one that you've met in the last year has researched a TV purchase more than I have. Yes. When I say they're the same, they're the same.
Yeah. And I did show them. I said, look at these specs. Look at these specs. Look at this blog post from CNET. You know CNET, right? Okay. Look at CNET. Look at this post here, this article.
I know these TVs better than you know your twins.
Yeah. I know this better than your twin knows the back of your hand. Because I assume you backhanded your twin a whole lot.
You went there. I knew it.
So they do the price match because they decide, okay, it's only like a $30 difference. So we'll go ahead and do the price match because it looks like it does match up. All of the other specs are the same. Okay.
Did they give you the just this once stink eye?
Almost. But then they were happy when I had to sign up for a new store credit card because the one I had expired. Oh. And the cashier ringing me up was really excited too because she gets a bonus by doing that. So I was happy to then be that guy to, you know, let them have a bonus.
When I'm that guy, it's good for everybody.
So I get the TV.
Uh-oh.
We get it home.
What's happening?
And there's a whole different thing about fitting the TV in the car. It's a miracle that it fits in Jenny's car. My car is bigger than Jenny's car, but we can fit a bigger TV in Jenny's smaller car.
Sure.
So I get the TV home, get it inside, get it all set up, get it connected. I'm really excited. I look back online for some reason and I realize, oops.
Oh.
The serial number that I had the match is the serial number I wanted to avoid. So I just asked for the TV and got the TV I didn't want.
That's awesome.
So we package it all up. And I package it back as much as possible exactly the way that it was done. Hey, I'm the guy. And this actually recently happened.
You are so many guys.
I'm wearing new shoes.
Oh.
Which I actually am. I'm wearing new shoes.
Oh, I know some things about this.
Yeah, and that could be a separate story too, which I might tell. But I'm the kind of guy who likes to wander around. I'm the kind of guy
who likes to wander around. Yeah, I agree.
That whenever I buy anything, I try to take off the tags or open the packaging as carefully as possible so that if I need to return it, then I can do so and it will look, it's still in pristine condition.
Even though they don't care.
Yeah, many times, yeah. And even like when it comes to those annoying little plastic twist things that like lock, I'll get there with a pocket
knife.
But
yours lock?
And loose. Yeah, it's where the only way you're supposed to be able to take it off is to cut it.
Oh.
I'll actually get there with a pocket knife and tweezers and stuff.
Zip
and
ties.
Open it up. Yeah, kind of like a zip tie. And pop it back out. So that way, if I ever need to, I can pop it back in and it'll still look.
Arrest a mouse. You know how they use zip ties instead of handcuffs sometimes. This one would be too small, but you could arrest a mouse.
Okay.
If you wanted to imprison it or take it to the authorities instead of killing it.
That was quite a stretch. Speaking of quite a stretch, this story is going on for a very long time, I just realized.
It's feature length. It goes with the TV.
That's true. This is what you get from the ramen noodle. So we packaged the TV up because I already was very careful in how we unpackage it. And remembered how everything was oriented and where it was sitting and stuff. We put it all back together.
This hurts and pain.
I spent like 20 minutes, I think, boxing it back up to make sure it was boxed up perfectly, just the way it was before, making it all fit. None of the styrofoam was broken. None of the tape was broken. Nothing was cut. It's all put back in as if it was never opened. So I take it back.
We snuck it back into the store and just exchanged it without their knowledge.
So I took it back to the store and I had to be that guy who's returning something early, though. I was beating early. The Christmas rush. Yeah, I was on Christmas Eve.
It was still Christmas Eve.
Yes, it was. Same day.
This is what you did on Christmas
Eve. Yeah, so our neighbors must have been wondering, what's up with them? They keep going in and out of their house.
Your house was becoming the place where people shop for TVs after Christmas.
Yeah. And so I took the TV back. I explained to them, I said, I'm very sorry. I did not want to be that guy who puts up a fuss or gets all anal about things, but I am kind of anal about this. And I got the wrong one. I gave the wrong information. I got the wrong one. I know you guys have more of these TVs and the other ones are the correct serial number.
You're keeping so you a don't good one have to the check back, that. Aren't you?
Yeah. And I want to just exchange this TV for the exact same one. Because I know the one of the other ones you have. And it was a different girl this time who was helping me. And I was kind of explaining this to her. And because she was wondering, like, why are you returning this for the exact same model? And so I explained to her a little bit of it. I didn't go nearly as in depth as I did here with you. Because you matter more to me. And my relationship with you matters more than it did to this random stranger in a store.
Interesting.
And so they... In the process of their getting the new TV, they do find it and they bring it up. But this girl has to make sure that the TV I'm returning is actually the TV I'm returning.
Oh my gosh.
So what does she have to do? She has to unpackage it.
Ah!
And I'm thinking, I spent so much time to pack that up perfectly. Can't you just...
And I'm sure when she was done, she just kind of crammed everything in there, however.
Yeah, she did. And as she was taking it out, though, she said, wow, did you even take this out of the box? This all looks like it was never even opened. And in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, that whole thing about how anal I am because of this serial number that has to match this particular pattern, I applied that same level of detail here to the packaging or repackaging of this. So can you just take my word? It's the same TV. That's what I was thinking. That's not what I said. But they did exchange it.
You were like, I don't want to be that guy. But could you hurry up? It's Christmas Eve.
I felt like bringing in cookies for them later, but I did get back home.
Then you really would have been Santa Claus.
No, wait, they would leave the cookies for me if I was
right.
Santa.
They're all Santa Claus.
Okay, yeah. So we did get the TV set up, and we kept that one, but...
Oh, good job.
But.
What'd you call me?
Nothing. And I'm wondering if that's what they called me. We have kept the box and everything, and we were still careful because the store also has one of those 30-day or 60-day, 45-day, yes. Some number of day price match guarantee things. So I have been checking the price every few days since we bought the TV to make sure it doesn't go on sale, because if it goes on sale, I'll go right back. I'll march right back to that store, march as in like from my car to
but not like the customer that guy. Service.
Right, but not being that guy.
Never like that
More
guy.
More like being like that little kid from the Circuit City commercial in the 90s who was so uncertain whether he could get some money back on his Walkman because the price dropped. Okay, does anyone even remember
that was a commercial
I'm talking about?
All I remember is that the main part of the store comes from the sky and plugs in.
Well, yeah, there was that at the end. Outlet. But this kid was like so concerned. Are they actually going to do it? I'm so worried. And he gets in and he's greeted by super friendly people who are apparently now all dead because Circuit City's gone. And he gets his money
back.
That's
what happens when a company closes.
Yeah, they all die. Or they die and then the company closes. One or the other happens. But I'm keeping everything just in case the price drops. But I'm not going to repackage it. I would just go to the store, say, hey, here's my receipt. Please tell me I don't need to repackage this and bring it back in. But I could be that guy to say, okay, if you're not going to give me a refund and the difference, I'm going to return the one I bought and rebuy it at a discount.
Oh, man. I'm sure they wouldn't.
No.
Would they?
Probably not.
How come they don't price match houses?
That's a very bad question.
Oh, well then, I retract the question.
Although in some of these neighborhoods, they do really have the exact same model houses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you could say, hey, price match that one. It's the same model.
You're going to have to package it up and bring it back.
So we do now have a TV.
Congratulations.
That's a little bit bigger. Yeah, it's great to go from the 21-inch TV that we had to now a 24-inch. It is a beautiful upgrade. Kidding. It's a lot bigger than that. But we are now welcomed into the zeros.
Do you want to give people your address so they know where they can see that TV?
Well, you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and send us something to our P.O. box.
I thought you were going to say to appease us, which is possibly also true.
Well, speaking of appeasing us, I want to appease some people who have supported the podcast, even when we weren't releasing episodes for a couple months.
Wait, who's appeasing who here?
Who's appeasing whom, actually?
Well,
if you want to get all technical about it.
Your dog is appeasing.
We'll leave it at that. I want to appease our audience because they've appeased us by supporting the podcast. We keep this podcast going as long as we have your support, really. And then we have a certain milestone goal, too, that if we reach that particular goal, we'll be able to bring the podcast back on a weekly basis. But I do want to thank the wonderful people who have supported this episode.
And all the others.
Of the ramen noodle and the others during our little hiatus. So special thanks in this episode go to Emily Adamson, Matthew Hinman, Dave Lee, C. Gibbons, John Schaefer, Ashley H., Peter Chapman, and Aaron Huey. Thank you very much for your kind support. We could not, and actually, you know what? We would not do this podcast without your support.
Do you know why? Some of those people sold parts of their names to support the podcast.
That's true. Like Ashley, she cut off the ends of her name. Maybe her last name is Hare, and so she did actually cut her hair. So it's Ashley Hare. It's now Ashley H.
Maybe.
She cut her hair. Or she cut off her heir. That's really what she did.
Wow. And is that like the heir to her fortune? Or is that like the air supply in the room she was in, because yikes.
Yeah.
Hope she kept some.
If you would like to support the podcast and you'd like to see the Ramen Noodle come back to being a weekly clean comedy podcast, then please go to patreon.com/theramennoodle. We also have that link on the website and in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com. We could not do this podcast without your support, really. And your support will help bring the podcast back on a more regular basis, too. So thank you very much for your kind support month after month, episode after episode. Thank you. And this episode is for you.
Nobody else listen.
Jeremy, do you have a thing?
A thing? Well, yeah, here's the thing. I also sort of being that guy slash sort of obsessive slash particular about the way I do things, when I knew the new Star Wars movie was coming, decided not only that I was going to go see it, but that I should probably rewatch most of the other movies leading up to it. I say most because you can Google it. Machete Order, pretty cool. You don't watch episode one. Nobody watches episode one anymore. It's just not done. And I'm still not going to talk about Jar Jar Binks. Because I didn't rewatch that Star Wars movie. But here's the thing. Not only did I decide to rewatch all those movies, I had to obtain them. So first I tried to borrow them. I was only successful in borrowing some of them. Some of them I bought. Got a pretty good deal, too. You'd be somewhat proud. They weren't free, so yes. Only somewhat proud.
Did the serial numbers match with what you needed them to?
Yes. I actually didn't check anything like that. I went for the budget version. Okay. It was quite good. But not only did I, once I obtained them, have to watch them, but I got a friend involved who had never seen most of them. So our schedules had to line up in order to watch them. This all took quite a while. Meanwhile, Star Wars premiered, and people had seen it, and I had not. I only knew enough to know there were spoilers I didn't want to hear, and I'm not going to spoil anybody now. You would be surprised how much tension is created in a person who doesn't want spoilers while trying to avoid spoilers while being daily amongst people who are growing increasingly excited because they've seen it not once, not twice, not three times, some of them six, eight times.
Wow.
Yep. Some of the people in my life really into that movie.
I've watched the Lego movie, I think, six or seven times.
But not in the theater.
Yeah, not in the theater within and not the first... within the same 4 weeks of time.
2 weeks.
Oh.
2 to 3 weeks. So right before we finally were able to go see this last movie, and by able to, I really mean, you know, in order.
Right.
I was literally dodging spoilers. I would come around a corner and suddenly there'd be two or three huddled talking and I'd hear words and I'd start having to go blah, 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 blah and run around a corner. I'd have to, sometimes I'd just be eating my lunch and I'd have to suddenly get up and leave and do something else and distract myself.
You'd be making breakfast in the morning. You crack an egg and the egg starts whispering out spoilers
and
to
I had
you.
To just beat it with a spatula and put it over heat until it cooked.
Oh, you're violent.
And then I ate it.
Yikes.
That would have stopped
that. Don't spoil movies for Jeremy.
It would have been far less exciting. thanks. Yeah, it was getting pretty stressful. I had to go see that movie with some priority before I lost my mind. It was getting so bad that I was watching an episode of a completely unrelated TV show. And it just so happened Mark Hamill was in it. Who plays Luke Skywalker.
Spoiler!
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, casting information, anything like that?
Casting information from episodes 4, 5, and 6?
Yeah. You're not supposed to even tell people that...
That they exist.
That Darth Vader is actually Luke's father.
Actually, you're not supposed to tell people that. You jerk.
Oh, oops.
Don't listen, children! Watch Star Wars first! Save yourselves!
If you didn't know that spoiler, then get off the internet.
True.
Get off my internet.
Get off my internet.
Sounded a little bit more Batman than I intended it to.
Is it Batman's internet?
Get off my internet.
Yes. Anyway, I saw Mark Hamill in another TV show, and my first thought was, what if he spoils it? So this had to stop. So I finally got to go see it. Now I can bask in all the spoilers I want because they're not spoiling me.
Nice. Very nice. In our next episode, and I'm going to save this for the next episode, so here's a little teaser. I'm going to talk about something, my experience with Star Wars a little bit.
Did you meet Jar Jar Binks?
Well, I'll save that for the next episode.
Well, I'll just talk like Jar Jar Binks until then.
You had told me that there was actually some guy, and this is that guy on the internet, that guy in the world, who was driving around with a truck or with some giant sign with a spoiler on the side.
Yes. We're not talking about the car spoiler.
Yeah. Because yes. It doesn't work so well.
The primary spoiler, probably the biggest spoiler of the movie, he had it stated very plainly on the back of his truck for no reason.
I have to wonder, though, it might have been entertaining to be a bystander and watch that truck drive by crowds of people. Because you know how there's like a sonic boom behind a jet?
I probably would have just fallen over.
Well, what probably happens as he's driving down a street is you hear like this delayed sound behind him of, it's just this wave that follows him around, a wake of spoilery destruction.
I imagine him drawing attention by blaring the Star Wars theme music from his truck as he drives up the street.
I wonder if it's really one of those things like those dares, you know, people say, oh yeah, you know, wear such and such extremely offensive thing on you and then stand in this neighborhood and see if you survive the day. Maybe that's what it was, is someone said, let's see if you can survive. Drive around town with this written.
I'm not a mean or a violent person, but if anyone deserves to get their truck keyed, it's him.
It probably was. He would have been smart to use an old beat up ugly truck.
It wasn't.
And then it might actually end up looking nicer by the time people were done keying it, because they just key all the paint off and it'd be nice and shiny.
I think I'd need to kick it too.
It'd be
that mean?
Hey, you know what? We could start a new trend. You know how there are jeans? You can buy jeans that people have apparently
jeans
already.
Jeans are really catching on. Yeah. I think they're getting to be very popular. I've had a pair myself.
Yeah, ever since
60s? I
yeah. Ever since jeans have been a thing.
40s?
Which has been like for as long as humans have been around.
That's right. Yep.
There's the more recent trend in the last 20 years or so where you buy someone else's jeans at retail price or more than retail price because they have all of these holes in them. They're all worn out and that kind of thing. Maybe we'll have a new trend in cars.
That's not a trend. Where, you're just trying to get people to buy your old jeans at retail
price. No, I'm trying to get them to buy my old car.
Oh, at retail
you can
jeans
buy a
price.
Car that's like that looks like those jeans. So it looks like the car is already beaten in and worn out and it has, you know, the proverbial holes worn in it and the worn patterns and that kind of thing.
I think someone would buy it for the retail price of jeans.
Maybe. Hopefully many, many jeans. And speaking of the retail price of jeans and what that has to do with the price of tomatoes, this
in
episode
Canada.
Of The Ramen Noodle has been wonderfully brought by you, bought by you, and thought of by you, and
owned by you,
after by you,
but not really,
and fraught with enjoyment by us, and hopefully by you, and
for the price of retail cost of a pair of jeans, you too could own / create / sponsor an episode of The Ramen Noodle.
Here's what we want you to do.
I
thanked our sponsors earlier, but the best thing you can do to help us is go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com/204. That's the episode page for this particular episode. Go there and share it. Click the tweet buttons, the Facebook buttons, all of those social buttons. Share it with others. Tell other people about the podcast. That's the best way that you can help us. And you'll be able to send in your funny stuff too from the website at cleancomedypodcast.com. Thank you very much for joining us for this podcast. Thank you for listening, for staying around, staying subscribed to the podcast. We are back and we'll be bringing more episodes back on a regular basis, well, monthly. For now, until we get more support on Patreon, but we will be back with more episodes and have more to come. So please connect with us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And remember, next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle, add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along. The
Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.